Hello again, welcome to Malta Memories, a sequel. I'm Mike Roberts with the penultimate edition of my short, seven-part series, where I hope I'm answering the question, how did the concept of Malta Memories all come about? By recounting my personal memories of life on the island, accompanied by the popular music of the time between 1960 and 1963 when I lived and worked in Malta, that ultimately led to those three series of researched memories. And if you've been sharing those memories with me in previous programs, and particularly number five last week, you'll recall that I've reached the summer of 1962. Well, that summer was now fading and the cooler but still warm autumn had arrived, ideal for a weekend trip to Gozo. There were four of us, and we were booked to stay at Schlendi St. Patrick's Hotel. I seem to remember it was one of only three hotels in Gozo at the time. Our visit provided a number of memories, two of which stand out, but I'll share them with you after we've listened to a recording from Carol King that was regularly being requested on FBS programmes and heard over the airwaves in 1962. It might as well rain until September.
What should I write? What can I say? How can I tell you how much I miss you? The weather here has been as nice as it can be, although it doesn't really matter much to me. I don't need sunny skies for things I have to do, 'cause I stay home the whole day long and think of you. As far as I'm concerned, each day's a rainy day, so it might as well rain until September. Look forward to their picnics on the beach. Yes, everybody loves the summertime. Oh, but you know, darling, while your arms are out of reach, the summer isn't any friend of mine. It doesn't matter whether skies are gray or blue. Raining in my heart, 'cause I can't be with you. I'm only living for the day you're home to stay, so it might as well rain until September.
Carol King, It Might As Well Rain Until September. And so to those two personal memories I mentioned. First, our arrival at the hotel, a somewhat different St. Patrick's to the one that exists today. Having made a special point of ensuring we had booked two separate rooms, boys in one, girls in the other, we reconfirmed this as we checked in and were shown to our rooms overlooking the bay. The boys entered their room. "See you later," we said, as the girls closed the door to their room. Surprise, surprise, we all met inside on our very own wide communal balcony. Oh well, we did try. And I'll have that second personal memory from Gozo for you after this musical one from Ella Fitzgerald, who, regular listeners will recall, have already featured in the second programme of this short sequel series to Malta Memories. In 1962 she made this recording with Nelson Riddle and his orchestra, The Very Thought of You.
the very thought of you, and I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king, and foolish though it may seem to me, that's everything, the mere idea of you. The longing here for you, you'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love.
The incomparable Ella Fitzgerald. That other memory was of sitting in front of St. Patrick's, looking out from the bay to the open sea beyond. It was early evening, and the sun was setting, and I was to observe an unforgettably beautiful sight, the sun setting on Gozo, in the very middle of Schlendi Bay. Or was it just a dream? It matters not. Musically, the Mersey sound was really starting to emerge, and one Mersey girl who was playing her part was the late Cilla Black. She had many hits in the 60s. Here's just one.
Anyone who ever loved could look at me and know that I love you. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you. Knowing I love you so, anyone who had a heart would take me in his arms and love me too. Who could be another heart that hurt me like you hurt me and be so untrue? What am I to do every time you go away? I always say, this time it's goodbye, dear. Loving you the way I do, I take you back. Without you I'd die, dear. Thank you.
Cilla Black and Anyone Who Had a Heart. Very soon, 1962 was to draw to a close, and Shirley and I would have to return to the UK for Christmas to prepare for our wedding. And as I was contemplating that, it was officially announced that Royal Air Force Station Ta'ali would close permanently, and all personnel were transferred to Lu'a. So it fell to all of us based there to complete that shutdown. We were all saddened at its demise because it had been for many, of which I was one, our home from home, and in my case for some 3 years. And additionally, before I could leave, I would have to make other preparations for my absence at the Floriana Studios. There was a Mike's Mixture recording to be done, and the now traditional Christmas edition too of Mike Makes Merry. And I remember including amongst the discs I'm Getting Married in the Morning from My Fair Lady. This done, we boarded the British European Airways, or BEA, Viscount aircraft for the UK. And when we returned, it would be to a new home in St. Joseph Street's Lima, just off what was then Prince of Wales Road, and is today Manuel Domecq. And of course we would be returning as Mr. and Mrs. And I'm sure I included a Brooke Benton recording in the programme I'd left behind, because he was one artist I regularly featured. It might well have been his 1959 hit, Endlessly.
Higher than the highest mountain, and deeper than the deepest sea. That's how I will love you, oh darling, endlessly. Softer than the gentle breezes, and stronger than a wild oak tree. That's how I will hold you, oh darling, endlessly. My heaven, you are my kingdom, you are my crown. Oh, my love, you're all I pray for. You were made for these arms to surround, faithful as a morning sunrise, and sacred as a love can be. That's how I will love, oh darling, in this need, darling.
Endlessly from Brooke Benton, whose rich voice lives on in recordings like that, Million Seller, though he left us in 1988. Our snowy wedding over, it truly was a very white wedding, we ensured it was all recorded on cine. I mention that because there was just a little bit of film left on the reel. So, on the day following our return, we went up on the roof of our flat in Sleema, overlooking the creek, a wonderful sight on a sunny January morning, and completed the film. When we view the whole film today, since transferred to DVD, the contrast of snow in Surrey and sun in Sleema is quite striking. Our roof would provide us with many more memories of Malta. Indeed, Kenny Lynch must have known this, because that very year he had a hit with this.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof it's peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet. I get away from the hustling crowds and all that rat race noise down in the street. On the roof's the only place I know where you just have to wish to make it so. I love to go up on the roof. Telling you that right smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof. Come on, baby.
Kenny Lynch there, I like to think, up on my roof. And so the memories continued. They vary from summer evenings joining in the strolling along Sleamer Front that all of the local population and more seem to do during the week and in even greater numbers at weekends, and of which Shirley and I became a part. After all, Sleamer was now our home, and we had an address in St. Joseph Street to prove it. However, there was one particular memorable evening spent at St. Anton Gardens for Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice. What better setting could there have been to enjoy a superb production by the Malta Amateur Dramatic Company? And a friend of mine played Shylock on that occasion. He later went on to become a distinguished television producer in the UK. No better grounding could he have had those 53 years ago. And while I enjoyed Shakespeare at St. Anton in 1963, Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas asked the question, do you want to know a secret?
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Promise not to tell. Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words I love to hear. I'm in love with you. Closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words I love to hear. Just we two. Closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words I love to hear. I'm in love with you. Oh, I've known the secret for a week or two. Nobody knows. Just we two. a secret. Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words I love to hear. I'm in love with you.
Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas with their 1963 hit number 2, written by Lennon and McCartney. Here's a very simple memory, really, of a person. Someone who seemed, in his own way, to have created lots of memories for lots of people, who must have observed him, like me, at the same spot where for years he sold his bread. Whoever I mention him to, who was around when I was here in the early 60s, recalls him. He was known to all as the Turk. Paolo the Turk, I understand, and he stood with his bread cart under the trees outside Tabraxia Cemetery at Saint-Maison. In my case, whenever I approached him, as I rode on my scooter from the studios at Floriana home to Sliema, I would stop and buy my Maltese loaf from Paolo the Turk. Another memory of past places, and in this case, past people. In 1963, June Christie, another of my special female vocalists in those days, recorded a superb album on the Capitol label entitled The Intimate Miss Christie. From that album, I've chosen this track as my musical memory of her. Time after time.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. The passing years will show you've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time you hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you. What I know, the passing years will show you've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time you hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you.
June Christie, Time After Time. There weren't many events of importance or special occasions in Malta that I, or perhaps I need to say we now, did not attend, one of which was the Nashar Trade Fair. Like all newlyweds, we went to gaze and plan the future, though we knew that our return to the UK in the coming August would present a future that was somewhat uncertain. However, we would need a fridge. And so the Malta Trade Fair at Nashar was where we made one of our first major purchases, a press-cold packaway from the Frizzle Company. So why do I include that as one of my Malta memories? Well, first of all, because it is. And second, because every time I opened it, back home, for another bottle of chilled wine, it reminded me of Nashar in the 60s and that trade fair. Yes, up until 8 years ago, it was still going strong and in use 45 years on, though then relegated to a wine store. Sadly, we finally said goodbye to it when we moved home in 2008. And that, folks, where I have to end the memories and the music until next week, when I'll bring you my final programme in this short Malta Memory sequel of just 7 programmes. However, before I leave you for another week, I want to say just a few words on a brand new series I'll be starting in a fortnight. But first, my usual reminder on contact details. Via email, direct to me, mikeroberts@firenet.ws, or via the Campus FM website. Snail mail is care of this station, and this programme will be joining the others and available on webcasts within the week, if you want to listen again or catch up on any you might have missed. As I was saying, my new series that I've called The Golden Years starts in 2 weeks' time, and I'm looking forward to telling you much more about it when I close the last of these Malta Memory sequel programmes next week. Do join me then to hear more of The Golden Years. Samuel joins me now in thanking you for listening. So whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.